Morning wake up this week after doing all the Lansing candidates. We're on to East Lansing City Council. There are six candidates up for three positions. Two council members currently deciding to not go forward. One is hoping to retain. But there are challengers out there. One of them is Jermaine Ruffin, resident of EL for over a decade. He's a graduate of Michigan State University, James Madison College. He also attended Lansing Community College. Married, father of two ELHS grads, as well as a current 11th grader. And he works as a placemaking project specialist with the state of Michigan. Previously worked for former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm in the city's A Promise Initiative. Jermaine, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Thank you for being here. What makes you, Jermaine Ruffin, in your mind, uniquely suited to take a spot on council if elected by the citizens? What's your main credo here?
Sure. I think I'm uniquely qualified to be a member of council because of the work that I've done across the state of Michigan in assisting communities such as Marquette, Benton Harbor, Detroit, Saginaw, with their downtown and neighborhood revitalization efforts. And so that's something that I've dedicated my professional career to and something I look to bring that type of experience and skills to East Lansing.
That's some diversity there. I can't think of been time in both. Anything more different than downtown Marquette on the Hill
yeah.
to Benton Harbor. Very different demographics and cities.
Absolutely. It's all about utilizing their unique assets in all of those communities to enhance what they have and to attract and retain talent. That's the mission with my job, and I think that's something that East Lansing definitely needs.
You've been in EL for a while. Has this council in the city been, in your mind, transparent enough in its dealings across the board with businesses, with citizens, with other entities, both public and private? Have they been transparent enough?
Well, I think that previous councils have taken steps in the right direction, but I definitely think that we can do a whole lot more. I'm a proponent of open data. Mm-hmm. The information that we receive that we will receive as council members. I think that in this day and age, people can access data from anywhere, and so it's important for us as city officials, as much as possible within reason, to share as much information as possible, because I believe in the absence of information, people tend to create their own. And so the more information you can provide, the better it is for everybody involved.
Development and the kind of development has been at the core of controversy
yes.
in the city of East Lansing. What's your position on this? Is Jermaine Ruffin a pro-business and in favor of attracting new entities, or would you consider yourself someone who wants to take a measured course with development?
Well, I think when it comes to development is that a city such as East Lansing, we have to actually set our vision first, right? So if we have a vision that says this is what we want to be like by 2020 or mm-hmm. 2030, then we can go about our day-to-day business in attracting development that meets those goals that are set by, folks coming together around that plan. So I am interested in seeing East Lansing grow, but it has to be within reason, and it has to be something that, folks can coalesce around.
I'm going to skip ahead a couple questions
because
you allude to it there. So what is your long-term vision for the city? And, mm-hmm. and as someone who's had this background with a variety of, in a diverse geographic and demographics, is it important for a city and a council to adhere to a particular vision, or is it better to be flexible? I mean, or is it a combination
sure.
thereof?
Sure. I think it's a combination of both. I think when you have your principles set and you mm-hmm. say these are the types of businesses that we would like to see, or the type of housing that we would like to see in our community within, 10 to 15 years, and then you have a unique, opportunity that arises, then you definitely have to be flexible to entertain whether that's going to be good for the community or not. So you don't want to exclude anything, but you definitely want to set some goals moving forward. I mean, in East Lansing, we do two things very well when it comes to housing. We do single family very well, and we do student housing very well. It's that missing kind of housing in between that is what I would like to see the city kind of embrace moving forward, which is that type of housing can be for our seniors who would like to move out of their homes and maybe move into something that's a little more closer to amenities in downtown, which, coincidentally is the same thing that those folks who are starting new careers want as well. They want to be closer to amenities and have something that's very affordable. So that's something I'd like to see East Lansing look
There's got to be something in your mind on that back end that's not just – a pure retirement center type thing, or
no, not at all.
Skilled nursing, et cetera, that it has that back end for people to feel
like
when they're empty nesting that they don't have to leave and that their needs are taken care of.
Absolutely.
It's missing that right now, you think?
I definitely believe that East Lansing is missing that. I think that our seniors are, you know, a real asset to the community of East Lansing, and we are a community that's moving towards aging with baby boomers who will be moving towards retirement age. And those folks who are looking for second careers, they may want to have housing that can accommodate their investment into a new business.
Right.
And so that's something that I'd love to see us move towards as a council.
What about City Center? What's your take on it? I mean, it's been a decade. It's an endless effort to eliminate blight. It's right in the doorstep. You can't hide it. There it is, Grand River and Abbott, and it is ugly. So what's your
say the least.
So has this council taken the right tact with that overall, in your opinion, or would you go Jermaine Ruffin go a different way?
I would go a different way. I think it's important to provide information to folks, to our citizens, and just let them know there are limited options with that particular property right now because it's privately owned. If it was publicly owned, then we could demo it, we could sell it, we could be very proactive in how we approach that property. But because it's privately owned, we need to it's owned by the bank right now through a foreclosure action. But whomever purchases that property next, we have to be very proactive in being involved in what that property is going to look like, because it is our front doorstep, and we can't miss an opportunity to allow for that project to be transformational for our downtown. And so engagement with not only the citizens but the developer, whomever that's going to be, is important.
Is there no eminent domain that's possible with that, or is that a legal sticky wicket at this point?
It's a legal sticky wicket. You could take the eminent domain approach, but what that would do is have extended and prolonged litigation that the city right now just can't afford to be involved in. And so when folks bring up, we can just take it and we can demo it, we can do those things, it's just not something that we should involve the city in at this point.
Most people think that this slate of six candidates, that this is a pretty strong grouping of people. They all have some individual strengths, but there aren't really big weak links in this. So here's your 30-second elevator speech. Make your final pitch here as we lead into the election next Tuesday.
Again, I'm looking for your vote on November 3rd. I think I bring unique experience to the table, having dealt with community and development issues all across the state of Michigan. I'd love to bring that experience and skills to downtown and our neighborhoods in East Lansing, because we need to move East Lansing forward. And we are all East Lansing, and so we all are invested in what it looks like, 5 to 10 years from now. And I hope that I can be a part of the leadership team that gets you there.
Jermaine Ruffin, City Council candidate, we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
All right, more coming up here as we continue this week to roll through the candidates of East Lansing, six vying for three spots. This is 1320 WILS.